It is the final sitting week before Parliament rises for the winter break, and it's been a fiery question time. Turnbull government ministers desperate to get school funding reforms through Parliament. They may even do a deal with the Greens in order to get it through, but within the coalition, at least two MPs are threatening to vote against the bill. Michael Packey, 2GB's federal political editor, joins us from Parliament House. Good afternoon to you, Michael.
G'day, Ben.
It's 1 week to go.
1 week to go, and then there's the 7 week winter break. So the government, as you say, is desperate to get some legislation passed. Obviously, today the focus has been on schools funding, but I don't think they were expecting some of their own to start lobbying against the package. We had West Australian Senator Chris Back, he is retiring. He's worried that Catholic schools could lose out under the funding reforms that are being proposed. The other person that's also concerned is the Victorian Liberal MP, Kevin Andrews. These two men want reassurances that Catholic schools aren't going to be left worse off. The Education Minister, Simon Birmingham, says that he's working with his colleagues to address their concerns. I can tell you, Ben, a short time ago, the Catholic Education Office, they've released a video outlining their concerns, claiming that anywhere between $3 and $4 billion will be ripped out of their sector. It'll be interesting to see if this video now does make it to mainstream media.
Okay, just remind me about what we need here as far as numbers are concerned for the government to get this through, because One Nation has already pledged its support, has it not, for the school funding reforms?
It has today. It has pledged its support. So basically the government does need the 10 crossbenchers, and it does appear that it may have some of those 10 crossbenchers over the line. The problem will be is if Chris Back, the West Australian senator, who is a Liberal, decides that he's going to abstain or not vote with the government to help get their legislation passed. So the government, that's where there's going to be a bit of concerns for the government if Chris Back decides not to back the government's legislation. So that means the government is going to need 11 of the 12 crossbenchers to get the legislation across the line if it doesn't get the Greens on board, and we already know that it definitely doesn't have Labor on board.
Okay, what's the reaction been to news poll today? Malcolm Turnbull losing his 14th in a row.
Look, essentially it's been relatively muted. A lot of people within the government saying that they're not worried by the poll at this point in time. The election is still 2 years away. But, you know, we have to realise, 14 news poll where Labor is in front of the coalition, no budget bounce. The real story of the news poll is that One Nation has increased its primary vote to 11%.
Good on you, Michael. Thanks for your time.
No problem.
Michael Packey joining us from Parliament House, Canberra.